Thursday night marks the start of the 2021 UNC women's soccer season. It also ends a remarkably short offseason for the program, as the opening match against Washington comes just 3 months and 6 days after the team's season ended in the College Cup in May. But head coach Anson Doran said he isn't worried about the short turnaround, comparing it to top international soccer leagues like the English Premier League.
This happens all over the world, that the season starts in August, ends then. And of course, the brutality and the level of that league is nowhere compared to what our girls are going through. So the transition is actually appropriate. It's appropriate to the way the game is played all over the world. It is fantastic for, I think, all the teams and all the players.
UNC's spring 2021 postseason ended with a 3-1 loss to eventual champion Santa Clara in the national semifinals. Despite the heartbreak, Dorrance said that every loss is a chance to learn.
For me, it's much better to reconstruct a new mission and a direction following a loss. So sometimes the challenge is, after you win the national championship, how do you sustain it? And sometimes you forget what got you there. But when you lose, it's very clear on the things you've got to work on a bit. So the nice thing about ending last season with a loss is, yep, we've got some work to do. And so we've been working.
A challenge for the team this season will be depth. Dorrance alluded to the fact that the team's College Cup run in the spring was without its seniors who had turned pro. He said the team's youth means that much of this season will be unpredictable. Under Dorrance, the Tar Heels have won 21 national championships, but haven't lifted the trophy since 2012, the longest drought for the program since their first title in 1982. Dorrance said he relishes the extra challenge of winning another title, crediting the growth of the game for the added competition.
I love that. I love that, our game is more embraced. More teams are taking it seriously. More investments are made in the teams we compete with. And that's just so positive for the game because, as you well know, we're pioneers here. Part of, being a pioneer is the realization if you've done it properly, things are going to change in a very aggressive way that are going to make it harder for you to completely dominate it.
Number 19, Washington, is only the first of 7 ranked opponents Carolina will host in Chapel Hill this fall. Number 13, Arkansas, will visit on Sunday. Between the loaded home schedule and the talent on the pitch, Dorrance said UNC students should mark their calendars for each and every game.
This is mandatory viewing. Yeah, please come to the game. I know you'll enjoy it. What you'll enjoy is you'll enjoy the atmosphere. You'll enjoy the passion of your fellow students. You'll love watching these young women play, because I certainly do. So whether or not you're a committed soccer fan or just a fan of the university or just a student that doesn't know what to do on a Thursday night in Chapel Hill at 7 p.m., come to the game.
As far as the more distant future is concerned, the 70-year-old Dorrance said he's not going anywhere.
I love what I do. My wife is retired. I'm sure she would love for me to retire. I am loving going into work every day. These kids are great. And we have a challenge ahead of us this year, especially with the fact that we don't have, any of last year's seniors. Yes, it is a challenge. But am I looking forward to the challenge? Absolutely.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.